That's 800-560-7340. 800-560-7340.
New figures show the foreclosure crisis was unrelenting in the third quarter. Correspondent Mark Hamrick reports.
In the just-completed quarter, RealtyTrack says one in every 139 housing units in the nation received a foreclosure filing. The total number of filings up 4% from the spring. RealtyTrack's Rick Sharga says lenders are working against a backlog which will take some time to clear.
We don't think we'll peak in terms of foreclosure activity until next year, 2011.
Sharga says a widening investigation of possibly botched foreclosures threatens to delay any recovery. Mark Hamrick, Washington.
The governor of Texas says gangsters in Mexico were sending a message when they killed a Mexican police commander and left his head to be found in a suitcase. Governor Rick Perry says the killers are telling investigators to stay out of their territory. The commander had been looking into the reported shooting of an American tourist on a lake in the border region. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our special guest this morning, William Ramsey, and perhaps we can help you to better understand what's really going on in the world today. I mean, certainly the dollar is simply collapsing. It's falling very rapidly in reference to other currencies. Gold was up to something like $16 the other day, and $26 another day. Silver went through $24 an ounce, just like without anything. It's on its way to $30, $40, $50 an ounce. The whole monetary structure of the world is beginning to quake. Even Ben Bernanke, and if you haven't read the speech he gave on the 4th of October, you can get it on the Internet, simply Ben Bernanke, October 4th address, and you'll be fascinating as he tells you that what is going on in America is unsustainable. And then he went on to quote a brilliant economist who said, if something cannot go on forever, ever, it will stop. If something cannot go on forever, it will stop. What's he talking about? Well, ladies and gentlemen, the structure of the world that we have known in the past is disappearing. And why are these things happening? Well, you and I live in a material world, but unless you understand that there is a mystical world out there, you live and I live in a substantial world, a subjective world, but there's a spiritual world out there. And a man who tapped into this dark side of the spiritual world was Aleister Crowley. And our guest this morning, William Ramsey, has written a book about Aleister Crowley. Fascinating information, and we recommend it to you. Oh, William, thank you so very much for calling in this morning. How did you get interested in Aleister Crowley?
Hi, thanks for having me. I got interested in Aleister Crowley through the events of 9/11. I was a researcher into the events, and as I researched deeper and deeper into September 11th, I started to see these numbers that kept popping up, 11, 93, 77, and it really piqued my interest. I was trying to determine what their importance was. I thought they weren't there at random, and what that led me back to was Aleister Crowley, who was probably the chief Satanist of the 20th century, really. And so then I started to read him and what he really thought, not what his followers thought, but what his actual writings were and what the events of his life were like. So that once I started doing that, then I realized this was a very influential person, and most of his influence was sub rosa, or things that really aren't discussed in public. But I realized that there is a connection between Crowley and the events of 9/11 and the New World Order.
Well, what did Crowley really believe? What did Aleister really believe? What did he stand for? What was he trying to accomplish with his life? And incidentally, he was always part of British intelligence. So what was this all about?
Well, he grew up in a very privileged family. He grew up in Warwickshire, England. And he was born in 1875. His parents had stock in a brewery, and it allowed his father to basically retire. Crowley was privileged enough to receive tutoring, and he was able to go to the best private schools, basically high schools like we would have in the United States. He attended Cambridge, so he had the best tutoring, best education available at that time in the late 19th century. And at a certain turning point in his life, he moved from the Christian faith of his parents towards the occult.
And of course, he did go into a masonry, wasn't he, a 33rd degree Mason, before he joined the Order of the Golden Dawn?
Yeah, he definitely was. He became a 33rd degree Mason. He actually advanced up into the higher levels of masonry, the 90 and 95th degrees of Memphis and Mizraim. He was given those by John Yarker. And because of his intelligence, he was able to really digest and read most of the occult books and kind of formulate his own religion. And the springboard for that was this group called the Golden Dawn, which was formulated by three 33rd degree Masons. And that's where Crowley learned a lot more about the occult. He learned about the Kabbalah, the Tarot, ceremonial magic, and a wide variety of other practices. And that's where, after he left the Golden Dawn, he basically started his own magical society.
Well, wasn't all of this aimed at contacting the other dimension, the mystical force that's there for the asking, if you certainly tap into it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that he was definitely trying to reach the other side. W.B. Yeats was also a member of the Golden Dawn. He was a famous poet. He also said that, you know, the purpose was to reach something beyond the temporal world. So Crowley was definitely interested in that. I mean, Crowley outright said that, since it therefore was my business to explore the spiritual world, my first step must be to get into personal communication with the devil. And so he was constantly trying to do, he was doing these things which were called workings or spiritual workings. There were a wide variety of them that he partook in during his life. And typically they would involve contact what would really be called demons. I mean, he was involved with entities. There are a wide variety of entities that he recorded in his life. Alamantra, Avaldese, Lamb, Iwas. So he had, and oftentimes they would inspire his writing. He was a very perverse person, just to make an aside. So he would call things that could be interpreted by somebody from the Christian faith as, oh, this is Christian. Like, for example, some of his received writings he called his holy books. They were received by him between 1907 and 1912. Well, they were actually just viciously unholy. They are awful writings, and but that was one example of something that he thought he received from a spirit. He basically scribed or wrote those books through automatic writing.
And basically, they were channeled through him, as are so many of the writings, Alice Bailey, Madame Blavatsky, Barbara Marks Hubbard, who incidentally ran for vice president back in the 80s. You know, so many of these people, their books are channeled with them, aren't they?
Agreed, yes. I mean, the list is very long. It's surprising when you really look at our past history how many people have had spiritual events where they've written a book. There were other people, W.B. Yeats, who I spoke about just a second ago. There was Jung, the psychologist. He said he had automatic writing. So the list is long, and just like the list you said. So Crowley was very, when you read and got, when I read and got into his life, you realize how much of his work was channeled. Book four was one of his books. He channeled that while he was in Italy. These holy books, like I said. And so he was always trying to find inspiration from the evil side of the spiritual world.
And he was, he called himself the evilest or wickedest man in the world, and he probably was. We'll be back in just a moment, ladies and gentlemen, talking about Aleister Crowley.
In Washington, out-of-control politicians pile up mountains of debt. They pass trillions in new spending, unprecedented government intervention in our economy. They're chipping away at your rights, chipping away at our freedom, and now they're chipping away at the Second Amendment. They're surrendering precious sovereignty to global organizations, like the United Nations, surrendering our freedom. But you can stop them right now. On November 2nd, vote Ken Buck for Senate. Ken Buck has the courage to defend our Second Amendment rights. Ken Buck will defend our freedom. That's why Ken Buck has been endorsed by the National Rifle Association. Vote freedom first. Vote for Ken Buck. The National Rifle Association Political Victory Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Find us on the web at nrapvf.org. That's nrapvf.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, William Ramsey, we're talking about the book he's written on Aleister Crowley. And Crowley actually believed in human sacrifices, didn't he?
Yeah, he had the standard view that every living entity had some energy in it, and that upon the killing of that entity or being or animal, energy was released. So he believed that in ceremonial magic, you would put this creature inside a circle or magical circle or triangle to capture that energy. So he had written in his book, Magic in Theory and Practice, that the primary person to be sacrificed is a young child, male child of perfect innocence. So he wrote that down. A lot of his followers try to naysay that and you know, basically, but he wrote that, and also in his book, Lever 66, which is one of his magical writings, it's basically details human sacrifice, as well as in the book, World's Tragedy. The World's Tragedy is a play where, at the end, Crowley becomes savior of the world. It's very perverse and evil, but in the intro, there's a sequence there that involves human sacrifice. So it's it was a concurrent theme through his writings.
And of course, he was so evil that Mussolini chased him out of Italy. You know, he had a monastery there, it's a place called Thelema. And in fact, good old fellow Kinsey, Alfred Kinsey, who financed by the Rockefellers. He went over there. Did you come across anything about Kinsey and the man who revolutionized our attitude towards sex and sexuality? Anything about him and Crowley?
Yes, he was interested in Crowley. Crowley wrote was a literateur. He wrote ferociously. He never really worked either. He had, because of his inheritance from his family, he really didn't have to worry about money until he was in his 40s. So he wrote all types of different literature, one of which was lots of what some people would call pornographic, but it was literature on homosexual themes, and Kinsey was very interested in that. He read that. He also traveled to Crowley's Abbey of Thelema. It was a magical center for Crowley in Cefalù, Sicily, which is the island off the coast of Italy. And it was where Crowley was between 1920 and 1924 until he was kicked out of Italy by Mussolini, as you said. But, yeah, so there is actually a picture that's extant of Kinsey at the Abbey of Thelema with another of Crowley's followers, a man by the name of Kenneth Anger, who is still alive today. Interestingly, he lives in Hollywood. Kenneth Anger wrote a movie called Lucifer Rising, and was very much a follower of Crowley, or a disciple, really. And so here's Kinsey with a really dark and evil person in the Abbey of Thelema. Once the Abbey of Thelema was closed down, the locals who were afraid of Crowley went in and plastered over all of these murals that Crowley had painted on the walls. And so some of his followers have gone back there and taken that plaster down, and Kenneth Anger was one of them. So here's Kinsey traveling with Kenneth Anger, who is also a homosexual. And so it's very interesting, but that's the evidence of Kinsey, you know, having an interest in Crowley.
Well, basically, of course, what is the significance of the numbers? I mean, for the average individual, I mean, you talk about, well, 9/11 and 93 and 77, these were the numbers of the various flights that crashed that morning. Numerology plays an important part in this whole mystical world. The average individual doesn't even realize it. I mean, how could there be a mystical world out there? Everything is material. It's objective, and yet there is an invisible world out there. What is
absolutely. The numbers are very important to Crowley's system. He was very into the Kabbalah, which a certain part of the Kabbalah teaches a doctrine called the Gematria, where words have numerical value. So every letter has a number. When you add those numbers together, you get typically a larger number. Well, the numbers, Crowley's doctrines were Abbey of Thelema, or Abbey of the Will. So Thelema in Gematria adds up to 93, so that was an important number. And then also Agape, which is love in Greek, adds up to 93 when you add the letters together. So those were important. Also, this entity, the chief entity that Crowley received information from was called Awas. Well, in one spelling of Awas, that adds up to 93 as well. And then you have the flight 93 on 9/11. 11 was a very important number for Crowley. It's probably his prime number. He said in his own writing, and this is for Magic and Theory and Practice, his primary magical book, he said, first, 11 is the number of magic in itself. It is therefore suitable to all types of operation. Second, it is the sacred number par excellence of the new aeon or new age. So Crowley was a new ager. He just termed it differently. And then in his primary book that he received that was channeled to Crowley in 1904 was called The Book of the Law. There's a reference to 11 as all their numbers who are of us. So 11 is a signaling number as well. And that also was Flight 11. That was the first crash into the World Trade Center was Flight 11.
And it is probably not significantly, not simply an accident that when George Herbert Walker Bush first mentioned the attack on the World Trade Center, it was 11 years before the September 11th attack on September 11th, 1990. So 11 years to the day before the attack on the World Trade Center, George Herbert Walker Bush talked about, of course, this idea of a new world order. Just a coincidence, I'm sure.
Yeah, right. I mean, so these guys, they have a blueprint, and they're operating on these numerical numbers that are very important to them. Crowley got the number 11 from the Golden Dawn. He, one of the founders of the Golden Dawn was a person by the name of William Wynne Westcott, and he wrote a book called The Occult Numbers and Their Power and Virtue, and 11 was a number associated with everything evil, basically. It was a number of war, and so this is where 11 came from, and you see that it's suffused throughout the events of 9/11. I mean, it happened on the 11th of September. There was the Flight 11, and so anyway, 11 is a very important. 77 is also an important number in Crowley's system. It's basically 7 times 11, so you get 77. It also is a it represents half of the formulation of their magical practices in the Kabbalah, and so 77 is also the 77 infernal names of Satan in Sandor LaVey's Satanic Bible. So 77 is very important, and there was also a Flight 77 on 9/11. And one more thing, just 77, Crowley wrote something called The Rights of Man. It was book 77, and it was a short one-page letter pronouncing that there is no God but man, and that those who impede a person's individual freedom can be killed. So it was a very sick and perverse document, but that was called Lever 77. So you see these numbers suffused. There was Flight 77. That was the flight that hit the Pentagon. And the last number is 175. That was one of Crowley, when he organized his magical practices, he started the AA, which was basically called the Silver Star. The AA is like an 11. A is the first letter of the alphabet, but it stands for Ardrum Astrum, which is Silver Star. He categorized them all on Kabbalic numerical important. So he had all these books, book 77, book 66. Well, book 75, 175 was a system whereby you could invoke a deity by adoration. So it was an invocation, and it was an important part of Crowley's magical system because what it would do is invoke this religion. So if you put the invocation with 11, 93, and 77, I think you have a very they're invoking something evil, basically, and those are the numbers that are important on 9/11, and that's kind of the code that I realized when that led me back to Crowley, I recognize how important.
If you tell the average individual that somehow Crowley has anything to do with 9/11, that his mystical world that he lived in, contacting the forces from the other dimension, anything to do with 9/11, they're going to say, well, that's just coincidence. I mean, just because the plane numbers had to do, with Crowley's numerology. I mean, how could that possibly be? And I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying the average individual who does not understand the mystical world, the invisible world out there, is going to say, that's just coincidence. How would you answer that?
Well, it's a good question. I didn't want to believe it either, frankly, but I think when you see all of the numerical references and when you recognize the fact, at least for me, 9/11 was not, as they said, it was one big lie, and what it set off in the world and what was used as an excuse for a whole host of very negative events, not merely the two unnecessary wars halfway around the world, but it also gave rise to the Patriot Act, a more controlled society. There are less rights. It actually kind of wrecked the excuses used to spend all this money in the around the world, wrecked our economy in a lot of ways. There were stolen elections, and so it just set off a whole host of what I would term evil, negative events. So when you look at 9/11 and you realize that it's not plausible that some guy in a cave set off 19 terrorists to shut down the United States defense system, and crash 4 planes or 3 planes into these buildings, also into the Pentagon, which is probably one of the most defended buildings in the whole world, that's just not plausible. So there, what's the other rationale? Who benefited? What really took place? Did the terrorists benefit by doing it? No. I think that who was of that interest in that event is the growth of the United States government, and also the push for a greater world government. You see these, this excuse where we were banding together against our supposed enemy. Anyway, so that would be my rationale. And also just look at the evidence that I've compiled that, this these numbers are salient to Crowley, and you know, the likelihood, you could probably do some type of calculation. What are the likelihood of Crowley's prime numbers all showing up in this one event? And you know, I've done some of the calculations, and you know, statistics is an art, but you know, it's infinitesimal that they'd all likely show up in this event all at once. So.
There is much more in the world than the average person can catch a glimpse of. It is so incredible, and yet when you understand that both George Herbert Walker Bush and George W. Bush, President Bush, were both members of the Skull and Bones, and when they are indoctrinated, are brought into that, into the Skull and Bones, they kneel before a replica of Lucifer. And if you doubt that, you can go to the website WilliamHKennedy.com, WilliamHKennedy.com, and you can actually see the ceremony. Somebody risked their lives to get the pictures of it, of both in 2004, both presidential candidates were members of the secret society, both John Kerry and George W. Bush. And when Tim Russert asked them about that on television, both presidential candidates said, "The society is so secret, we can't discuss it." And before long, Tim Russert was dead. Of course, it was just a heart attack. That happens all the time to young men, 50 years of age or so. Or maybe you shouldn't be inquiring about the mystical world, the demonic world, the world of Aleister Crowley, the beast. And, of course, his slogan was, "Do what thou wilt." That is the whole of the law. Do what thou wilt. And that's why they took God and prayer out of our schools and taught our children critical thinking so that a 14-year-old can make serious critical evaluations without any, of course, divine revelation, without realizing he's answerable to the God of the Bible. Now he's answerable to Aleister Crowley's God, and Aleister Crowley's treatise is being taught in schools all across America today. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Well, yeah, I would definitely agree. Crowley himself said that in 100 years his ideas would suffuse civilization, and to a certain extent I would agree with that. His, like you said, his phrase for the new age was, "Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law." That is an 11-word phrase, 11 syllables, so there's your 11 again. And he had many followers. The disciples of Crowley were seemed to be only known to other followers, but they suffused our society and civilization since his death in 1947. There were some very notable figures that a lot of people don't know who were disciples, such as Timothy Leary, L. Ron Hubbard, who started the Church of Scientology, which is a demonically inspired organization, very evil. There was Jack Parsons, who was a notable JPL scientist who did a bunch of workings as well.
Yeah, he was the man behind NASA, as I remember. We'll be back in just a moment, right here at the American Freedom Network.
Clean Dirt Grains and Seeds would like to say that many area parents feel frightened or somewhat intimidated to talk openly with their children about drug abuse. Parents, remember that open communication with your children, along with love and understanding, can in fact be the most effective weapon in the war against drugs in our community. You are the most important person in your child's life. Teach them to say no to drugs. That important message proudly brought to you by Clean Dirt Grains and Seeds in Sterling. They're another local concerned and involved business working towards a better community for all. That's Clean Dirt Grains and Seeds on the air because they care. Starline Christian School, in operation since 1980 and state licensed, is a well-rounded educational opportunity for your children. Family-centered with Bible time, structured and social academic programs. Starline is located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado. Close to Centennial Park, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and two blocks from Jackson Elementary. Transportation is also available to the following schools: University, Montfort, Meeker, Krista McCullough AM Kindergarten Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, and Frontier and Chapelo. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. for children 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool, 8:30 to 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Full care child care before and after school programs. Call for more information, 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights,
that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit.
Oh, he called me back.
To secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed.
This
is the America News Network.
Show in the morning that goes out over the AM.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive.
I'm on the way to expert.
800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest, of course, is William Ramsey. We're talking about his book on Aleister Crowley. Basically, William, how can people get copies of your book?
My website is www.occult911.com. They can get a copy of my book there. I have a PDF copy. I also sell a softbound book, and it's also available on Kindle. I just finished my Aleister Crowley Prophet of Evil documentary, so if people are interested in a 90-minute documented pictorial kind of view of Crowley, they can also purchase that.
And where can they get that?
That's also at my website. That's at www.occult911.com.
Well, could you get me a copy of that, because I'd love to, and we can talk about that when we on all of our other programs, because I know we have you scheduled for the afternoon program here in a few weeks. I think it's important people understand Crowley is a pivotal individual in this whole world mystical movement. As people suddenly go behind it, working, of course, the whole thing is about establishing a one-world government. That's the major objective. Certainly of American foreign policy today. They're using the military and financial power of the United States to bring about a world government. This is why we have 720 military bases throughout the world, troops stationed in 130 or more nations throughout the world. Why do we have troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world? Are we defending America? Of course not. That's what they have to tell the common people. It's all about world government. The goal of Aleister Crowley, of the whole world satanic movement. And when you understand that, you begin to understand what's going on today. So basically, you know, as you tell people about this sort of thing, William, a lot of people have difficulty really accepting this could be true, certainly because we don't like to believe that there's something that is intangible that we can't control, that is illogical, and yet so much of what Aleister Crowley and these other people do is illogical. You were mentioning something about Jack Parsons. I think that's so important because that's the whole space program. Why are we spending billions of dollars out in space, you know, when this money could be utilized to help people here in the world? Why is the space program so important to these Satanists?
Well, I think that it's just I'm not fully knowledgeable about that, but as far as the space program, you know, I think that that's just another means of global control, one of their ways that they go about doing it. I do think that they are moving towards a new world order of total global, and they're almost halfway there, it seems like now. There's a lot of things in place, like you said, bases and control over other states and principalities throughout the world that the United States has. And Jack Parsons was one of the founders of JPL, or Jet Propulsion Laboratories, in Pasadena, California. And he was actually in contact with Aleister Crowley through letters, and he was part of the Agape Lodge. And so at the foundation of the American Space Program, there was a satanic involvement or influence, and there's actually a crater on the dark side of the moon named after Jack Parsons. So this was somebody who had a lot of influence. His scribe for a lot of his workings was L. Ron Hubbard. And, you know, so that went on to influence the United States space program.
And, of course, many of the astronauts have been involved in the occult. In fact, one of them, and I can't remember which one it is, you know, is associated with the Institute on Noetic Sciences up in Petaluma, where, of course, they're in contact with the other dimension. If you don't know anything about that, read Sidney Dan Brown's latest book. And his latest book goes into the whole background of this Institute of Noetic Science, where people are able to tap into the other dimension. Fascinating book. Of course, he supports this whole idea and gives you an entirely different view of Masonry. He will not tell you that it is all tapping into the supernatural, into the demonic. At the upper echelons, the average Mason doesn't understand Masonry. Well, basically, what was the relationship between Aleister Crowley and Masonry? You mentioned he was a 33rd degree Mason. Did he recruit people into his movement from Masonry?
Yes, so he was definitely, he tried to get followers all the time. He had many followers. Some were more open, some were in secret. But he drew his followers from wherever he could find them, and Masonry was one of the places. He was very involved in Masonry. He had actually tried at one point in his life to group together all of the leaders of Masonry and have them rewrite their rituals. They wouldn't have any of it, and Crowley basically kind of did his own thing. He wrote his own rituals, and when the OTO came, and which is the Ordo Templi Orientis, which he became the head of in 1925, when they came to him, he rewrote their rituals. But the OTO was a German secret society that was full of Masons as well, Masons who had moved on and started their own extra or irregular Masonic group. That's what it was termed back then. So Crowley was definitely involved with Masons. He was familiar with them, and he was one himself.
Now, what was the relationship between Aleister Crowley and MI6, British Intelligence?
That's a good question. He was probably an asset most of his life. He, when he was, he came to the United States a couple of times, but he spent most of World War One in the U.S. While he was in the U.S., he was writing pro-German propaganda at a magazine called The Fatherland. It was particularly bad pro-German propaganda. But he incidentally came to the United States on the Lusitania, and when the Lusitania was sunk, and that basically brought the United States into the war, Crowley himself wrote in his diaries that 2.5 years of hard labor was completed. The United States is now at war with Germany. So he was probably one of the agents, and England had many agents during World War One in the United States trying to get the U.S. to, well, they had two purposes largely. One was to get the U.S. into the war against Germany, and the other part was to nullify or impede the German influence in the United States. So Crowley seemed to have taken part in that. He was never persecuted when he returned to England. He always found a home in England, and there were other incidents of spying. He was kicked out of France permanently for suspicion of spying in 1928, and the allegation the French made was that he was a spy giving information to the Germans because he was so affiliated with this German secret society, the OTO. And so there was always this element of Crowley being an asset. He had meetings with and was influenced. He influenced people in MI6. So there was a series of meetings with a variety of different high-level intelligence agents in the British government. So he definitely had a in long-term affiliation with British intelligence.
You know, that's fascinating because I'm writing a treatise on World War One, and of course you can't understand it unless you understand the occult influence both in England, certainly in Russia, in the United States. But I didn't realize, of course, that Crowley was involved with this. Of course, nothing would surprise me at all. But the occultists have been behind all of the wars. And until people understand the occult influence, they cannot understand why the CIA, OSS, helped the Nazis escape to South America after the Second World War under Operation Paperclip, under the Rat Line. I mean, that's where Martin Bormann, Klaus Barbie, Mengele, that's how they got there, with the full help of the CIA and MI6. But there's always been a satanic element. Not the whole thing. Most of the people there are good, hard-working, patriotic people. But there is a dark element within the intelligence agencies. There always has been, going all the way back to John Dee and the Elizabethan times in English intelligence. And incidentally, John Dee's number was 007. We'll be back in just a moment with Ernie Ramsey. Give us a call if you have a question.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Back to school time means our young people will be meeting new friends. Some of those friends may try to influence your kids to try drugs or alcohol. Let's remind young people that following the crowd can lead to trouble. And parents, let's not assume it always happens to some other family. Have a family discussion today. That's from the Wild Bird Center, where Candace Stewart and her staff are always working to make our area a safer place for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service committed to education and conservation, call today. 303-758-7575. That's the Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. And mention you heard this community announcement.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning William Ramsey, his book on Aleister Crowley, and certainly it's a fascinating book. He's done a great job on it. And it's important that you understand that we live in two worlds. We live in a material world, but there's a mystical world out there. We live in a substantial, a subjective world. There is a spiritual world out there. And if you don't have a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, you're not going to get through the terrible times that lie ahead. Because the America we've known is gone. We are moving into a period of chaos and crisis. As everything we've known in the past seems to be altered. And, of course, with the media under control, you're not going to understand that we are actively encouraging a sense of violence in this country and the breakdown of the structure of our society. And all of the social welfare programs are unsustainable, at least according to Ben Bernanke. If you read his October 4th speech, understand the world is changing, and you better understand what it's about, and you'll not understand it by watching CBS or by reading Time magazine, because they're part of this whole world demonic interlock, you know, of these dark spiritual forces using the power of the media to control our minds today. I think it's important people understand Aleister Crowley and the part that he played in shaping the world we live in today. And what is being taught in our schools, do what thou wilt. That is the whole of the law. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And believe me, these forces have infiltrated our churches, Catholic Church, Protestant Church. All the religions of the world are infiltrated by these demonic forces. Certainly, as you look at things, William, what would you tell the average individual about this demonic influence in the world today?
I would say be very careful. I would say that we are in very perilous times, and there's very evil plans afoot all over the world. And one thing Crowley said is that, you know, in reference to the devil's workings in the world, he said, what no one before me has done to prove is the existence of an extra human intelligence, and my magical record does this. I err in interpretation, of course, but it is impossible to doubt that there is somebody there, a somebody capable of combining events as Napoleon forms his plans of campaign and possessed of powers unthinkably vast. So there is an evil spirit at work in the world today. Be very careful. You want to follow the Lord Jesus Christ's dictum of thinking like a snake and walking like a dove. And I totally agree with you that most of our system has been corrupted by this evil influence. And you should be very aware of these evil doctrines, such as do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. It's very egotistical, self-centered, uncaring, unempathetic doctrine. And that causes a lot of wreckage in people's lives. If Crowley's life is any example, I mean, he left a trail of wreckage that was incredible. A lot of his paramours committed suicide. They ended up in mental institutions. His followers committed suicide. There was drug use and abuse that hampered and degraded their physical health. He was a very hard heroin user for most of his life. You know, this is a wrecking ball of a personality and a very evil person, and you definitely want to watch out for the leaven of Aleister Crowley, his disciples, and people who think that following these doctrines is, you know, okay.
And yet, of course, there are probably hundreds of thousands of people in America today who are involved in Scientology, L. Ron Hubbard, and just an incredible, incredible religion. I know people who've gotten involved with that. They've taken them for hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know. And but more than that, it transforms your life because, of course, you're going to get this secret and mystical power. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you do not want that secret and mystical power because it can cost your eternal soul. Well, it's
agreed. Agreed.
Hey, Pat, go ahead.
I was just saying I agree with you.
I know, and people must understand the true nature of this battle. People say, why are you so down? Why do you talk about all these evil things? Well, because it was this that brought me into a personal relationship with the Lord. It is only by understanding, you know, that there really is an evil force in the real world. There really are evil people. And this is not imaginary. This is why we have wars. This is why we have revolutions. This is why we have the program today for mass population control. This is why they are systematically poisoning the American people. And if you haven't heard my talks on population control, you better find out and you better learn about nutrition, because so much of what they're doing is poisoning your children. They know what they're doing. They want to produce infertility. That's why the fertility rates are falling here in the United States, and why, of course, but the average individual has no idea, and nobody ever asks, why are the sperm rates for men falling? They've fallen 50% the last 20 years. Why is that happening? The government says, oh, shucks, we have no idea. Of course they know. They just don't want you having children. They want to kill off the majority of the people in the world. When you understand that, so much of what's going on makes sense. And for us, so much of this goes back to Aleister Crowley. Truly an evil man. What, he called himself the Beast, the 666. Wasn't that his slogan?
Correct. He called himself the Great Beast. And so that was something his mother called him. It was a beast when he was younger, and he just kept that as a moniker for his whole life. So, yeah, and 666 was something he was definitely identified with. He would sign his documents, the Great Beast, 666. So he was extremely evil, and in my opinion was in contact with the devil through his life and worshiped the devil. He did blood rituals and sacrifices and magical invocations. So he was just a very monstrous person. And, you know, as my book pretty much shows, he was he's involved in 9/11, or he's influenced it, and also the New World Order. I mean, one of his doctrines was the slave shall serve. So as an aristocrat, he did not have a one drop of empathy for other people. He thought that they should be, you know, slaves, and I think his life, you know, drew that out, and you kind of see that same kind of feudal structure in this whole formulation of a New World Order, where, you know, the upper crust really doesn't care, you know, how you do. You can tell by the foreclosure crisis and the whole financial crisis that that's the way they want the rest of humanity, is to be poor and servile.
Well, anyway, I think it's fascinating as we see this whole thing, this whole situation play out. And you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're involved in a spiritual war being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But it is a spiritual war. There really are demonic forces. Aleister Crowley was truly demonic. William, thanks very much for all you do. Look forward to talking to you real soon.
Thank you so much. I appreciate having me on your show.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and of course we hope you enjoyed the program. If you can enjoy a program about a man who is totally evil, and yet, ladies and gentlemen, he had a profound influence on the world we live in today. And don't scoff at the idea that somehow these numbers could all be interrelated. Ladies and gentlemen, most of what's going on is part of a master plan. And they're following that plan exactly to the letter. That's why we don't know when the war is coming with Iran. We know they're planning one, but the timing of this, they know what it is. And, of course, they play games with our minds, our emotions all the time. They manipulate us like the potter manipulates the clay as they construct this one world government. That's why it's so important that you get the information and help us get it out. Certainly, if you have not seen our talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness or read the book, you need to get it. It will give you a foundation of what's going on, and then you can build on that. If you want to know about the secret societies founded in the occult, respond to all the revolutions of Europe from 1789 onward. The book, Fire in the Hand and the Minds of Men, Fire in the Minds of Men, by James H. Billington, the Librarian of Congress. Now, they make it very difficult to get this book. We've actually been carrying it now. We did not carry it for a long time because they made it to the point where we lost money on every copy we sold, but we are putting it out now. We want to make it available to you, Fire in the Minds of Men, James H. Billington. He talks about the secret occult societies which are behind all of the revolutions in Europe, ending up with a revolution in Cuba in 1959. Those are his words, not mine. He doesn't talk about the secret societies in America because, of course, he's part of the Council on Foreign Relations, which is the front for Cecil Rhodes' secret society. We actually carry the Tragedy and Hope, the long-suppressed book by Professor Quigley, going into the background of the secret society, which became the Council on Foreign Relations. You'll find that on pages 951, 952. That book was actively suppressed, and if you doubt it, why get the Tragedy and Hope special, and you'll hear the interview with Professor Quigley, where he tells how his book was suppressed. Professor Quigley, the leading historian of the last century. And then, of course, we have Barry Goldwater's book, used copies, admittedly, up on page 280 of With No Apologies by Barry Goldwater. He will tell you about the Trilateral Commission and its goal to take over political control of the government of the United States. Those are his words, and they've done it. I mean, they control our government today. Obama is simply a figurehead. People criticize Obama because he's a Marxist or a communist or a radical, or he isn't eligible to be the president because he was born in Kenya. That's all to distract you from the fact that he is a front for the Trilateral Commission. They control him. He does what he's supposed to do. He's protecting the big banks. And if you get the membership list of the Trilateral Commission, who's there? Head of Goldman Sachs, head of Citigroup, Jamie Dimon, former head of the of J.P. Morgan Chase, was part of the Trilateral Commission complex, and Bank of America, Wells Fargo.